imagine life is going to be 6 months from now.
Okay, welcome to Futile Podcast. Futile Podcast is what you can search for on iTunes to subscribe, write us a review, give us a rating. Graniteseed.com/futilepodcast, or just Google Futile Podcast to find the website where you can make comments and whatnot.
And on this podcast, we drink Coors.
In this podcast, we will occasionally be known to drink Coors in
because
large
cold activated
cans. It tells us what we've got. You can send us emails, futilepodcast@gmail.com. Please send us an email. Please, oh please, send us an email. And let us know what you think about life and liberty. Mark was just talking about the human bondage, modern human bondage of technology thing.
Talking about bondage again,
which is apt to tonight's movie review. It's kind of a gray which is
there's so many gray areas.
which is the third film by Neville Dean and Taylor, who are two guys that take on that sort of moniker, I guess, to do their bizarre, strange films. I consider this their sophomore slump, because I consider Crank 1 and 2 one entity. I consider it Crank, basically. The film is Gamer. It's not that great. It's basically a remake slash adaptation of The Running Man. Though it does have a few other elements, but
does it have any elements of Tommyknockers?
It's pretty much this. Also written by Stephen King. Stephen King wrote The Running Man. You know that, right?
I was aware of that.
Okay, but you know what? It's lacking. It doesn't have that great part at the beginning where Arnold's like, they just want food, and they order him to shoot down all the people in the food rally.
It's gonna be yet another podcast of your terrible Arnold.
You know, I haven't seen that since I was a kid. Maybe we should check that out. Sometime.
Running Man. I saw it recently, but if you want to rewatch it, I could definitely talk with you about it. It's not one I need to watch. I think again.
Don't worry about it.
Then yeah. So
we'll just add it to the gray area.
No. I mean, we can still talk about it. I just don't need to watch it. Yeah. So this one has got King Leonidas, the law-abiding citizen himself, Gerard Butler,
Keith David,
and it's got Keith David in a quick bit, but
it was juicy.
But it was good. He was good. Keith David is always a delight. It's got Percy Jackson using his Olympian powers.
I want to know who the fat, sweaty dude was.
That's the fat, sweaty
dude. That's like me in 20 years.
That's like a lot of people.
That asked me in like 2 years.
That's like a lot of people and podcasters on the internet, basically. Let's just leave it at that. Let's just leave it at that and say.
It's like
you know who you are, but if you resemble the rascal man from Gamer, then maybe you need to take a deep breath. Stop playing so much World of Warcraft.
You know what thing I was completely disappointed with? He should have been hovering.
I'm gonna go to your Jeff
hovering.
Box,
you mean like I should have been a hover future chair, like?
Yeah.
Oh man, it was
he probably was a hover chair.
He probably yeah. The engine to his hover chair probably broke. I bet that's like a cut scene in the movie. So Seth, you're the big Neville Dean and Taylor fan. I think of all people, their films are made for specifically for you. Jeez. And so coming from Crank, coming off Crank 2.
Coming down from Crank 2
into a sort of more general, like,
well, you guys
narrative
really
story.
Shitting on it for people that actually wanted to watch it.
Wanted to watch what?
Wanted to watch Gamer.
What do you mean?
And I did want to watch it, and I actually enjoyed the movie for what it was.
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm not saying that it was terrible.
It was
there was some funny
very
parts.
Philosophical. It had Ludacris. It was very philosophical.
Ludacris was great. It had that one guy.
The best philosophy you've ever experienced in your life.
Oh, have we talked about my mind being blown yet?
Oh, yeah, well, you mean, how was your mind blown?
It's like that splat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was quite a few splats. A lot of digital bloodness. A lot of.
There was like blacklight splat.
Yeah, that was good. That was
there. Some titties.
Well, it was. It just. It. I mean, talk about making you uncomfortable about life is cheap. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Definitely had that satirical element going for it. For
I mean,
sure.
You can talk about the cause and effect of societal problems as it is, drug abuse, And, you know, just vices in general. Hookers. Gambling, prostitution, you know, all that kind of shit.
Whores.
Whores.
Which they commented on in their society component.
Whores.
And, but, you know, it's more of an apathetic kind of effect. And a lot of people, you know, you realize...
Apathy is the opposite of love.
You can't really... But taking a direct role in it, it's like being the kingpin pimp... And being Hitler all wrapped into one big old gelatinous burrito.
Yeah, Dexter was that, for sure. The main bad
shit.
Guy.
I only saw the one episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I don't like that dude. He creeps me out.
That dude can be pretty creepy, and he was pretty over the top in this. I don't...
Creepy, definitely not in a cool, creepy way.
Mm-hmm. Nah, but it
not
works, though.
Not in a venture creepy way, but just... Mm. You know, like Leisure Suit Larry.
You'd think maybe you'd go to his house and really find some, like, heads in the freezer, huh?
Some gray areas, maybe.
Yeah, let's talk about this gray area thing here. So at one point, the titular internet character, Gamer, is sitting there in his hover chair, which is grounded. And his thing, apparently, is to dress up like Rhoda.
Hot dog?
Dress up like Rhoda Mitchell, I think, or whoever the actress's name is, and go into like the fake sim civic society thing, and then
bang dudes.
And then have dudes come on to him, and then like I think he's just all about running the CB on him. He probably gets them up and then gives them the old BB, you know, the old blue balls.
I don't think so.
You think he goes whole hog on it?
I think so.
You think that's not a great idea?
That has done a lot of online dating. Mm-hmm. And since I don't date, we can rule it out. It actually is a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And he said that a lot of them, there's a lot of guys out there posing as chicks.
No. That's a joke
thing. Just to fuck with people?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's kind of along those lines.
It's very likely like that, but who knows? Anyway, the main plot, of course, is the Running Man plot. You got a guy wrongly imprisoned. He will be let free if he wins this game where he has to kill other people. It's sort of a first-person shooter game. It's basically Call of Duty realized in its most full sense. And so all the Call of Duty guys probably find ways to dislike the movie because it's too close to home for them being brutal, like, you know, war monkeys or whatever.
War monkeys.
Let's,
it's a gray area, yeah.
Yeah, it's a gray area for sure. So, but I'm curious.
Well, you know, it is kind of interesting when you bring up the fact that you brought up Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
And the military investing in all these games. Mm-hmm. And, you know, preparing the next crop. And not that I'm, you know, mm-hmm. not that I'm knocking the military or anything like
you
that.
You didn't sign the truth document that Ed Asner signed.
Asner? No, I haven't signed anything.
Okay.
But generally, if I sign something, it just means more of my money goes somewhere else.
No, exactly.
Because you can't read.
Oh, man, that pierces. That pierces.
It cuts like a knife.
It cuts the gray area right now.
Well, there was a lot of gray area all over the freaking walls in this movie, though.
It was very violent.
Yeah.
It was very violent, but it it was definitely philosophical.
Did you like the titties?
Violence.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who doesn't like titties? But it was disturbing titties.
So what did you think about Gamer, about the Neville Dean and Taylor follow-up?
It was weak.
I tried to mix the Crank 2 style with something a little slightly more serious.
And that just didn't work for you? Was it the seriousness?
Yeah, all or nothing. You gotta either make a serious movie or make a
Crank 2 again.
You can't spice up Crank 2 stuff with.
You didn't. So for you, like the style that they used in those Crank movies, which is just completely didn't work in this movie. I thought it worked, but I see what you mean about it as the story and everything.
It was kind of boring and stupid. Wasn't enough titties.
You were laughing a lot, though. You did enjoy yourself during this movie. Yeah.
The enjoyment was there.
I think you're trying to seem too cool for school now and aloof and like, oh, you know.
Is he trying to be a real cool cat?
I think he wants to be the coolest cat in the whole the whole
with like a leather brim hat
and all of Heptown.
Okay, you're
Heptown.
Right. It was my favorite movie ever.
He was
I love gamer.
He was laughing so hard and hit his knee and like he was like mouthing my.
Let's
favorite
talk about
movie
how you
ever
became a fan
he
of.
He like started
Facebook
acting out to people. Yeah. Can I control them?
He's like dun, 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 dun.
Do you know that Ian was a fan of gamer on Facebook
with the Manson though?
Yeah,
you just put that on a loop, just constantly trying to control sock puppets.
Sock puppets in control.
And they'd be banging.
The dance number at the end was pretty good though.
The dance number, I enjoyed the dance number. And we're off.
So are we cat? Are we
Hep
jets?
Cats in Heptown. Sharks.
Sharks. Shirts. Sharks.
Sharks? No, they weren't sharks. they may have been a little swarthy, Mark, but let's try to keep the racism to a minimum.
Oh, because Mark's a racist.
Whoa.
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 No gray area there.
No.
Wow.
Nice.
Nice.
So clearly, nice. Gamer was the kind of movie that was delightful in a group of friends and family and loved ones.
Definitely a family movie.
Definitely. Definitely. It was about a family
in
the end. It was about a family rising above it all and coming back together. And the power of the heart, the human heart.
You know, to defeat maybe capitalism it was just because and greed. Of Keith David, but it did start me thinking about Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, yeah. You got into the whole addiction thing if you wanted to get more thematic about
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the whole idea of consequence and people being removed from consequence of violence and things and you know an apathy towards just the general way that people treat one another
well,
and all
the
that.
The system also.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of, I didn't even really ever think about that, but the system and how it deals with the problem in Requiem for a Dream and essentially... You know,
it's just different kinds of institutions, basically. You know, it's prisons and it's, you know, insane asylums, you know. But at the same time, I think that there's kind of a... In that film, there's sort of a... Not really a cop-out, but, I mean, they never are really make the point of, like, personal responsibility either. It's kind of like, you know, well, these people start out and they're junkies and they never...
But that's society's problem. What do you do with those people? Do we start using them for our amusement? Or are we going to end up being the people that are used?
By,
it's kind
by
of a gray area, it seems.
It is a gray area.
It's getting all serious.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I don't know.
With the shifty eyes?
I think maybe you know, you do what you can to help people, but at a certain point in time, you know, you can help the helpless, but, you know, the clueless
so
are going
to
be whatever.
No, it's really kind of frightening. And, again, history is... shown time and time again misuses of technology. I mean, eugenics is, you know, we're kind of laughing about it, but I mean, it's...
Yeah, they were sterilizing those retards in the South back in the day.
It's really kind of freaky. I remember, I mean, because who determines who is, you know, good enough? I mean, it's kind of like
the
whole...
Where you draw the line.
It's the whole concentration, or thinking about... Concentration camps, if you went to the right, you died. If you went to the left, you got to live for another day until they sword you out again. And it becomes, you know, talking about the cost. It was a big issue, you know, healthcare and the cost of prisons and all these things.
Yeah, they definitely, they talked about that in the movie.
And
actually,
it's always something awful. It's like, whatever happened to the Back to the Future 2, where...
Everything,
for
the future
part,
was just hoverboards and people were kind of more superficial, but it didn't really matter.
Right.
Which is probably more accurate to what things will actually be like.
I think the coolest thing in that whole movie was the Weather Service being, like, down to the minute. That'd be awesome.
You know, yeah. It is what it is in terms of the weather, but it'd
be boring, man. It's nice to be surprised, wake up in the morning and be like, oh, shit, it's raining. I thought it was going to be...
Yeah, around here, that's a real big fucking surprise.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, say what you will about, like, not knowing versus knowing. I think more information and things is always a good thing. You know, you don't have to know the weather. You don't have to watch it. But knowing it is nice to have on certain things.
More information.
Well, you
want to know when you're going to die?
There's much information available. But what do people search out the most? It's a bunch of titular...
Yeah, shit. Pun intended, right?
Pun intended.
Ooh!
You know, it's...
Two thumbs.
It's gossip. I mean, it's like that kid that commits suicide. Were these people that she actually knew, or was it just people online?
You're talking about the like girl who was like net bullied that then killed herself? Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about that story other than that.
I haven't read that.
I think there were people that she went to school with that she knew, and they were the internet stuff was just part of it.
I mean, it's just plain.
The thing about the internet is it's just another potential place for alienation. It's like you can scream into the ether of the internet, and if in the whole of the internet no one responds, that's a pretty lonely existential crisis to have.
Well, creates a bunch of sociopaths.
Look at this thing. It does.
That's absolutely
a lot of solipsism going on, you know? A lot of, you know, I think, therefore I am, and that doesn't say shit about anybody else.
And I was thinking about my own views and how, you know, for a long time, and you heard me bitch about it time and time again, working around a bunch of people that just absolutely disgusted me as human beings. And
you know, Ian?
Well, yeah.
We never worked together.
That's a gray area.
We never worked together.
Which gray? We got two now.
Okay. We got two. Well, is one darker, is one lighter?
One's middle gray, and one's 18% gray.
Is it like a lead gray?
It's like the gull like gray.
Clay gray? Gull? Crawl?
Sidetrack.
Crawl?
No, gull.
Gull?
Gull gray.
Everybody disgusts you, and you want to murder everybody, and what were you going to say?
No, just thinking about, just kind of giving up on a certain class of people, I guess you could say, is just being helpless. Mm-hmm. It's like they're stuck in this really shitty cycle, and you see them have kids, and the kids get stuck in this shitty cycle, and in a way, they're just social parasites.
But I mean, there's a lot of assumptions there. The first being that those people are stuck in that cycle, and the second being that those people's children will be stuck in that cycle.
Well,
and people do break out
and very angry about it.
Yeah,
angry about the fact that I wasn't generally seeing
people cleaning up and getting better.
You know, the hooker with the heart of gold. Right, people climbing
turning
things around, and you know, there weren't many Hallmark moments, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I mean, it's
angry with the fact that it is the way it is, and being angry at the fact that I felt helpless to do anything about it, and just the idea of trying to help, it just seemed laughable.
Or naive.
Naive.
It's sad that being idealistic and that being like a decent person, it makes you naive, and that's sort of the paradox you feel you're in, right? It's like, why try to help this person? I know better. And then you're like, now I'm bitter, and that makes me mature and an adult.
Right, and it shouldn't be that way.
No, it shouldn't.
You know, giving up is just a really, like I was talking about being idle earlier. It's a certain hopelessness.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people just don't think about it, which in a lot of ways is a good thing. They just
they go on the internet, or they watch TV, they escape.
Right. They just blank out with all this.
They play their games, bullshit. They're gamers. They get their free hover chairs from the government.
Their free hover chairs. And, you know, and it's just a drop in the bucket. There's when you start thinking about the world's problems. And they've always been there. And they always will be there. The only difference is technology, the power of one person over many just keeps, literally, it seems like it kind of a, you know, you were talking about, it's kind of a joke, you know, the anti-technology and all the
ludism.
But
ludism.
Technology is not just in the hands of responsible nations. So
it's megacorps. It's people like Castle from
people
Gamer.
Like to pick on that to a certain extent too, and I think what concerns people about that is getting away. Well, and that's an old idea too. I mean, way back to that Jimmy Kahn movie with Moon Pie.
That's right, the original Rollerball.
Where all corporations,
megacorps control the situation. Yeah, it was very ahead of its time.
And what's disturbing about the corporations idea is, again, it's just, it's knocking down it's knocking down boundaries to where it's global.
It's like kind of a gray area.
And so then, you know, it's like if you were behind the Iron Curtain, you could escape to the West. But if the whole world is corrupt and just an awful place to live, where do you go then? Do you go underground? Does he become like some Dennis Leary character?
little ludicrous
character? It's a scary idea to
Demolition
where...
Demolition Man, huh? You become the Demolition Man.
It's a scary world to have control, global control over something, because at that point, you know, if there is, you know, another Hitler per se, and he gets control of it, there is nowhere to escape.
No, I guess it's just there's just revolution.
There's revolutionaries. But in a revolution like that, of that nature, one person essentially was planning on having control over everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like in the movie, basically. The whole point was that the guy was planning on controlling everyone. And then the way that it ended in such a sort of like whimper in terms of everyone, his whole structure,
other than him,
like it was like there was no more fight. It was like just turn it off and like okay, and then the tech guys just turn it off and like they don't care. I mean, maybe they've got stock options and they're good and they're gonna short sell it and make a killing before the entire global economy collapses, which would probably be what would happen. I guess I don't know.
And which is, you know, and so again, it's trying to find solutions for huge problems, and there really are no right answers, it seems. I've thought about that with government quite a bit, of trying, you know, if you did have your honest Joe Jimmy Stewart getting control of things, he'd probably just fuck everything up.
Yeah, too much social justice.
It's, you know, like the Jimmy Carter syndrome. Do you want a really nice guy, a goober kind of guy, running things?
Well, I mean, you know, say what you will about the necessity for ruthlessness and the commander-in-chief and leader of the free world or whatever. That's why you kind of have the checks and the balances.
Well, it's like
the old,
do you have what it takes to be an officer?
Mm-hmm.
And what it comes down to, do you have
the pull-the-trigger ability
to send men to their deaths? To sacrifice the few for the many.
Mm-hmm.
And because... is it really a win-win situation to sacrifice 10 to save 50? I mean, is it okay to sacrifice 1 for 100 or 10 for a million?
Yeah, these are interesting philosophical
It's great until you're that person, and it's like, well, what do you owe those people, and fuck them?
Yeah.
And it's making me think about Ken Kesey, and Sometimes a Great Notion. I really love that book. It's very... long book, and it had moments that were hard to get through, but it was the me versus them kind of mentality, and what do you owe your community
and your neighbor and all that. Yeah, well, they're interesting questions. I think that in a lot of those cases, you know, you just got to use sort of an Occam's razor approach to things and look at the smaller units, the individual has greater control. So when you talk about a community, that's different than talking about...
It was progressing also. That was an interesting thing. The fat, slovenly, hover dude, hot dog.
Yeah.
We could call him Chili Dog. I'd change this up.
Yeah.
Chili Dog.
So Chili Dog.
He starts killing people. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming in society there were certain... kind of like in Westworld.
Yeah.
There were certain
fail-safes, maybe, yeah.
Or Itchy and Scratchy Land.
Yeah.
Fail-safes.
Yeah, the Itchy and Scratchy
but
Land.
But he found a guy that wasn't in control of that, and he's like, do it.
Yeah,
Kill him. Because I'm going to get off on it.
Yep.
Because I am God.
Well, it's that, and it's the removal.
And thinking of Saving Private Ryan. What the hell is his name? He's kind of disappeared. The two...
Sizemore?
No, not...
Vin Diesel?
Did I say Saving Private Ryan? I mean, Schindler's List.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I figured we would eventually get to Schindler's List if we were going to talk about gamers seriously.
No, just the...
You Ralph Fiennes, yeah.
Ralph Fiennes.
Shooting the...
You know exactly what
stuff.
I'm thinking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. It's the psychological, like, you know, you take half the students and you make them guards, and you take half the students and you make them prisoners, and in 2 weeks see how the guards are treating the prisoners. And they were all Berkeley students, or I think the actual experiment was done in Stanford, but the point is, these were not your, you know, these were not your typical,
yes,
like,
Ross.
Yeah, they were not your typical stereotypical bigoted racist Southerners, they or whatever.
Well, it's like Otto Huxley, you know, talking about taking all the smart people, dumping them on an island,
mm-hmm.
so they can create the utopia, and eventually yep. they end up killing each other.
Just like Huxley in Demolition Man, Sandra Bullock's character was named Huxley in Demolition Man.
I didn't catch
as a,
that
as a reference to Brave New World.
That.
No. This is what high end literary.
Is this higher learning?
This is higher end literary.
What was Ice Cube's quote?
Ice Cube's quote was, it was like 439 years. He dated the length of the oppression ain't going to be made up for by, I don't know what. It was basically.
I thought he had some quote about learning.
That one beat down?
Yeah, maybe. I don't remember. That movie was.
And what do you do if you just want to be an engineer?
If you just want to be an engineer, then you study to be an engineer. You don't go getting involved with a bunch of skinheads,
you
basically.
Skinheads.
It's like, what does this have to do with engineering? And they're like, you know.
Your engineering.
The Third Reich had some plans to build some really cool stuff.
They built the Autobahn.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. So you kind of really want to do civil engineering. It's like, why?
Environmental engineering.
Human engineering.
Human.
Just watch out for the amoebas.
Gen-engineering.
So what's the grayest area of that movie, then?
The grayest area?
The grayest area of Gamer.
The grayest area is definitely Hot Dog. I'm just focused
on was Chili Dog.
I can change it back.
Yeah.
I have the control.
Cherry Chili Cheese.
I have the
You're
control.
Controlling Chili Dog? Mm-hmm. I think Mark was controlling Chili Dog the whole time.
Mark's like, yeah, eat more Hershey's.
Yeah.
I was starting to crave waffles.
What was he doing? He took like three at the same time and dipped them.
He had like a handful of Eggos, man. He was like dipping them in special sauce.
Special, like some kind of like semi-viscous honey.
We're assuming it was syrup, but it could have been blood. I don't know.
Yeah,
could have been, that would be great.
It could have been sweetbreads.
It was definitely sweet juice. It was something not good. It was probably sweet and sour sauce from like the Chinese food he had left over from 3 weeks ago or something.
There weren't enough cockroaches in his apartment, though.
I know. The set does just.
He didn't look like he was rich enough to, like, maybe he spent all of his money.
He had all those monitors and stuff, but I don't know why he'd have multiple monitors. You'd think they would have, like, VR instead, like some glasses or something.
Oh, like the kid had. Well, he was rich.
The kid had the whole room.
I assume it costs more to play Slayer than it costs to play Society.
Well, yeah, because there's a limited number, I would think. So, yeah, I'd probably give Gamer a 2 out of 5. Because it does have some good concepts. It does have a couple moments that are interesting. It's well done in terms of, like, the fighting and stuff. I mean, the action sequences work for the most part.
I thought they caught the gaming perspective of, like, actually being in the game. They caught that. 100%.
Yeah, that's
better than
probably
Doom?
the best
better
thing.
Than Doom.
Yeah, Doom even had that FPS part, you know, where it was like you really were the first, but you really were Keith Urban or
Doom?
Carl Urban or whatever.
I think we're doing Doom next week.
Oh my gosh!
When we do
the Rock?
When we
it's got DTRJ, man.
When we doing the Crank double feature?
A Crank double feature. We could do
Let's
that pretty
tonight.
Soon. No, I don't think so.
Mark's like, oh, maybe. I give it a gray area.
It depends on how.
Somewhere between
takes
one
me to get some waffles.
Mm-hmm.
One and five.
Probably closer to the one range than the five range.
I don't know. It's a gray area.
I was.
Mark's gonna go with a 3.5.
I'm gonna go with a 3, mostly because I expected to give this like a half.
I will definitely give myself that caveat as well, that I had pretty low expectations of this movie based on other reviews and the like. And I kind of knew what I was getting into, and so it didn't affect me. It was like, yeah, okay, I know this is basically Running Man, and it's probably not that great, but let me see what they can do with it. And I thought that some of the stuff they did worked. Some of it was pretty thrown together. The ending was shit. It was just really anticlimactic. I mean, you never can have a climactic
ending,
scene.
Yeah, the ending was
on a basketball court or whatever. But yeah, that was Gamer.